Joining me in the studio is the CEO of the Boys and Girls Club of Western Lane County, Vanessa Buss, and good day to you.
Good morning, George.
How are you doing?
I'm doing very well.
A lot has been in the news. Or not the news. Well, a lot has been going around the community about the fact that some of the money that was expected to come to the Boys and Girls Club from the state was kiboshed.
It was, yes.
Do you know the circumstances on what actually kiboshed the money? Was it just funds going elsewhere, or was it a reallocation for them? Do you know what happened?
I do. The new governor, her original platform for election was to address homelessness and housing. And so when the state came together to allocate funds for this fiscal year, she held true to her platform, which was to address housing and homelessness. So with that being done, overall, so funding that they would have been allocated to summer programming across the state, so not unique to Florence, but across the state, did not come through. So there was a lot of programs that either didn't exist, or they had to cut back on how the folks that they could serve, or they just shut everything down. We were able to get through our summer program. We did have to charge families, three times more than we would have done if we would have got summer program funding. So I know that did impact families in Florence this summer for child care during the summer.
So just this last week, we got a revenue forecast from the state saying how they were going to be up way more than they thought they were going to be up. Is there any hope that maybe from that money, some of those programs could return, or that they could reallocate money to you? Do you know if that's something that's...
Well, there's always hope. And then we have a legislative group that comes together, and we're continuing to bring our voice forward to the state and understanding how important it is to have a child care, but after school programming and things for our kiddos, because that's huge, right? We talk about child care deserts all the time.
Right.
So if you cut out after school programming like Boys and Girls Club across the state, you are hundreds of kids and families will be displaced for care.
And I don't want to minimize this, but this could actually exacerbate the homeless situation down the road, because kids aren't getting what they need at the young age. They may not have the tools they need when they're older.
Right, right.
That's scary.
It is scary. And so we're doing everything we can. Again, it's important for the community to know that we have no other funding. If we're not raising funds, right, doing fundraisers, and if we're not getting grants, there's no other money coming in the door. So it's vitally important that if the community really thinks that child care is a priority, come talk to us. See how you can help us, because we do great work in this community, and we're going to continue to do that work until, the funds are gone and we can't.
Yeah.
So, which is a big deal. But
what does it take to operate the club for a year, generally speaking?
So our budget is typically $600,000 to $700,000. And we get a lot of that does come in grants, but when we're doing our budgeting work, we kind of exclude grant funds, right? We expect to get them, but we don't prioritize them. So we're always in the red, right? We're always in the red working behind the eight ball. So that's kind of how we move forward with the funding. But that's about what it costs.
And again, certain grants and things like that are only like keeping the lights on. We've talked about that before, keeping the rent paid, things
like
that.
Well, unfortunately, they don't even do that. Hmm. So grant funds that we get are always restricted. And what that means is they'll pay for a program. Like, they'll help us with nutrition, which is fantastic, but it does not pay to keep necessarily lights on, rent paid, and staff to do the work. Hmm. So that is almost, I would say 98% of the grants we get do not fund any of that overhead cost.
So it's the other way around then. So the money you raise has to go to help doing the overhead cost.
Right. And then community doesn't want to pay for overhead costs, right? Because they want to pay for programming. And I understand that. But at the end of the day, you've got to be able to pay staff to do the work. It's vitally important to support the community.
Do you offer things like, estate funding and stuff like that, or where someone's going to leave you in their will and things like that? Are those things that people can do?
They are. They are things that we can do. And we didn't have a very robust resource development program, is what they call it, right, where we have somebody that's doing that work for us. Myself and the team are kind of one-man show, a couple-man show. Resource development teams go out and look for donors, right? They're out there actively doing that work. They're reaching out to get extra funds and working with Bettina Hannigan. She's giving us some resources for community to, you know, marketing. Peace Health has kind of helped connecting us to folks to work on that, and we're in the beginning stages of how we can start to move that ball forward in an area we really haven't tried to address in the past.
So developing this could be a new stream for you, could be a new help, and kind of these pitfalls might not be as critical if you have other sources coming
right
in.
And I just reached out to our grant writer also to see if we could maybe get a grant for a resource development personnel. And there's challenges with that because they want to have a really clear path on how you're going to sustain that role. So if there's people in the community that are really good at that kind of work, we'd love to have a conversation with you. Can you volunteer? Can we make a plan with you to figure out how we can utilize them to do the work that needs to be done?
So somebody that has the knowledge and ability to go out and find those sources of income that are out there, or sources of money.
Yeah, and free us up to take care of kids,
right,
and do operations, right?
That's the passion, right?
Yeah.
I mean, I don't think someone in your position, no one gets in there for the passion of heading off the finances, right?
No, not really.
It's all about the kids.
It's all about the kids.
And now I think we talked previously about the Air Academy. That went really well, right?
Fantastic. Yeah. And so, again, with summer program monies not coming in, there was no funding for the Air Academy, which was huge. So we, Miss V. Vanderpool, she always donates funds. I reached out to the Elks Lodge, and they came through for us and provided a pretty nice financial support for us to do that program. And, of course, Terry Tominey, all those folks do it just because they love what they do. Yeah. And even the little brown hen stepped up. So it was just random people that stepped up into that space to help us make sure that program was successful.
And that's very exciting.
It was.
Now, coming up in just a few days is the gala.
It is.
Tell me how that's going. What can we expect?
Well, this year is going to be a masquerade ball.
Now, how big? Now, see, I know masquerade doesn't mean costume, right? I mean, some people do dress in costume.
Well, fancy dresses. So we're going with a kind of a black and white theme,
okay,
and masks.
All right.
So
that's
mysterious.
Why I wanted to make sure, because I think we're
not Mardi Gras
costume. Yeah, that's kind of what I was thinking there. I was going to come as Batman. Yeah, that wouldn't have went
you
over.
You save that
well.
One. We'll do that again.
Yeah, we'll do that for Halloween. Or something like that. All right, and tickets are $100 per person, $800 for a table of eight.
Yes, sir.
So you don't get a little break.
No, we need the money coming in the door.
I know. That's exactly what it is. All right, and the date is the 8th.
7th, October 7th.
October 7th.
October 7th, doors open at 5:30.
All right, cool. So we're about a month away from that right now. Mm-hmm. Wow, that's exciting. All right, and it's going to be at the Three Rivers Casino.
Casino, yes.
All right, should be a nice night. Do you know what the food plan is?
I don't. We're still working on that. We've got some music lined up. Yep, so we're working on it.
I like beef. Or like, pork.
I'll put a note on there for that.
Yeah, beef or pork. Yeah.
Just for George.
Vanessa, thank you so much. And good luck getting funds raised. I mean, I know the kids deserve it. I know they're an important part of our future. And Whitney Houston came to mind all of a sudden. But thank you for being here.
You're welcome. Thanks for having me.
And up next on the September edition of Our Town, I'll be speaking with Rick Chilton from Helping Hands Coalition.